What you gonna play now?
Bobby, I don't know. But whatsoever I play, it's got to be funky.
Yeah.
One, two, three, make it funky.
Make it funky.
Ha!
Make it funky.
I got to
make it funky. Make it funky. Make it funky.
Tell me, ain't it?
Yeah,
I'm gonna make it funky.
Yeah.
Make it funky.
This is Three Guys Talking Smack. Conversations about lots of things, but mostly music. The intersection of music and culture.
Hey, we're back. Three Guys Talking Smack.
And listening to music.
You got Liam in the house, Omar, and my man holding it down.
Big P. We're sorry. Master DJ. Big P. Executive director.
This year it's just Big P. The new congenial, non-snarky Big P.
Wow.
Okay, we just had the New Year's show last show, and we didn't do New Year's resolutions, so I guess this is your thing now. You're going to turn it over a new leaf or a different page in your
book?
This is it.
This is the new me.
So the Big P is now the Big Polite.
I'm going to be calm.
Okay.
I'm going to be calm.
Mark the spot on the tape, y'all. We're going to come back to this at some point in the near future.
And in no more jokes. The near future may be tonight.
No more sarcasm. No more sarcasm. Really, no more voice today.
Yeah,
excuse my voice, everyone. I'm just getting over bronchitis. But I'm a trooper, so I'm here.
He's here. He's running the board. He's doing his thing. Yep.
This is our funk show, but it's a little bit different funk show. Talk to me, Liam.
This is more like a funky show.
It ain't just strictly funk music.
Go, Liam.
We're finding funk everywhere, all across the board.
Because funk is in the ear of the beholder.
There you go. So some
of
this
state of mind.
This funk is going to be maybe a little different, maybe not, but we're going to run all around with funk. So
yeah, but that was the godfather of funk, or the godfather of soul, James Brown. Liam, what you gonna play now?
Bobby, I don't know. But whatsoever it is. We got to.
Okay, now when he was running down all that soul food, we haven't had to go to Big P for this one. He was running down all that soul. What the heck is Mudsnakes?
What?
Mudsnakes. We'll be right back.
obsession is the motivation, hanging up the whole damn nation. Looks like we always end up in a rut, trying to make it real. But compared to what? Slaughterhouse. Children are killing frogs, poor down rednecks rolling logs, tired old ladies are kissing dogs. And I hate that human love, that stinking mud, trying to make it real. But compared to what? Said the president, he's got his war. Folks don't know just what it's for. No one gives us rhyme or reason. You have one doubt, they call it treason. I said we're chicken feathers, all without one gut. But compared to what? Go to church on Sunday, sleep and not trying to duck the wrath of God. Preachers filling us with pride, telling what he thinks is right. But he must be some kind of stupid nut.
Hi, the Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
La 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 la. Yo, what's the deal, nigga? Ain't nothing, Paul. We just here wearing and all that. Trying to get our heads right, get this money right and all that. You know what I'm saying? You know how it goes. It's another day in the hood. Yo. Yo, yo, one night, New York City. Heard it going down. Friday night, midnight, Atlantic City. Slash machines, ding, 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 ding. When they ring off, lock the doors. That's when ghosts just beat us. Cigars, paisley robes. Four bitches guarded me safely as we walked to the window. The cashier was scared, she asked for my info. The manager arrived with two guys, that's an insult. That's the cold, Mr. Coles. We talking about $5 million here. This ain't Play-Doh, though. And your horoscope red, you gon' slay those hoes. We got Scribbles, Anthony Acid, rocking the show. Special guest stars, Mark Bronson. First 500 bitches went crazy when he let they aunts in. And all he did was plug me in. I got the charge and got they bras and ran through they whole department.
All my nigga goals. I can tell you what they say. Hey, that's if you wanna know. They say, ooh-wee. When I'm rolling my Mercedes, all the ladies wanna roll. Be my Juliet and I can be your Romeo. If you act and manage, I can pick another hoe. In the middle of the summer or even 20 below. I'm a bad motherfucker, I'm way too fucking cold. Let me tell you what they say when I'm pulling off my drawers. They say, ooh-wee.
Hey yo, hey yo, I came to the party just to cut up a rug. Don't make me have to cut up a thug. Now play something for me, DJ. Cause it's nothing but love. Posted by the ladies who looking for something to rub. When we roll out, we roll on dubs. Rolling above the theater unit, we controlling the club. Mommy shaking the ass, they throwing it up. Like a BT commercial, I'm grabbing them up.
Jump the pump when I bang big bullets. I buck up a chump. I love to get a bitch that's stuck up the hump. Act dog and my footy get stuck up your rump. Like boom, yeah, I heard. I bust and that's my word. So if you get out of line and your ass is mine, and I'ma run up in your house, put it in your mouth. I might be new to the game, but it's a damn shame what a brother about to do to the game. I got Mark Rum backing me up. I'm already on a song with Nate Dogg. That's why you wanna hate dog. Here's a warning, when Mark bring the horns in, say the wrong thing and you won't see the morning. You won't get dealt with, man. Yo, Nate, man, let's ride on these bitches. Come on.
Funky, funky bass line.
My goodness.
That was a nice set there. That must have been a Liam set.
I don't know about all that, but yeah. Anyway, so yeah, that was Ooh Wee by Mark Ronson. And see, that came out in 2003 from an album called Here Come the Fuzz. And I forgot who the rapper was. I guess I could look it up, but
Mark Ronson is a what?
He's a guitarist, producer,
Ghostface Killah, Nate Dogg.
Yeah.
Well, now, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. He's a big producer. He produces a lot of people like Amy Winehouse and
Bruno Mars. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Just a lot of people.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, we had some Bruno Mars on our last show, didn't we? Huh?
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
Yes, we did. Who there says we don't play anything from this century, right?
Speaking of this century, Roberta Flack compared to what was 1969 from her album First Take. That was her first big one out.
Her introductory album.
Yes, it was.
Washington, D.C. native, right?
She lived there, yeah. She was born in, I think, North Carolina.
Oh, okay.
But,
okay.
Yeah, she did. She went to school with Donny Hathaway at Howard.
So, right, yes.
Yeah, yeah. She was a school teacher, become a singer. Yeah. And ripped it up for a few years.
And that was one of my favorite cuts by Cannonball Adderley.
Yeah, it was one of my favorites by
Les McCann.
I'm sorry.
See, wrong one. With you. We were just Les McCann and Eddie Harris. Like Cannonball Adderley might have done it at some point.
No, he didn't.
We can let you, have it, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, well, you know, Eddie Harris and Les McCann also did it.
Yeah, yeah. That's the way I'm thinking it.
Like when they wrote it and kind of did it.
I'm on antibiotics. Work with
it. Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, and before that was Ronnie Laws from his album, I think it was called A Tribute to Eddie Harris, who we just mentioned.
Yeah.
And he did a Freedom Jazz Dance.
That was a nice song also.
And I love the version by the Crusaders. Jazz Crusaders did the same cut.
Yeah.
Freedom Jazz Dance.
Ronnie Laws is from a very musical family. Had a couple of singers,
Laws, yeah,
Eloise
Laws,
Deborah
Laws, and
Ronnie Laws, the saxophone player, very good saxophone.
Hubert is
and
his brother.
Hubert the flautist,
yes, his brother.
Yeah,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. I guess the theme we're noticing now with this funky beat, listen for the bass line in all of these songs is something that kind of goes along with.
And like in that Roberta Flack song, the drummer was funky.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, the bass line was nice too.
We're gonna keep it going. Marcus Miller.
Speaking burning
down the house.
Lines.
Kick it big polite.
We're gonna do it. We'll be right back.
Still singing, you can't.
that time, y'all. We have our sponsor on the line.
Bonita, Bonita.
Hello.
Hi, Bonita.
Hello.
Good evening, sponsor.
How are you?
How's your day going?
Groovy.
It's going great.
Cool.
We miss you being in the studio.
I know you do. What y'all drinking today?
No Richards tonight.
I'm drinking Hayes Valley Cabernet Sauvignon, left here by the wonderful Benita, our sponsor.
It is delicious.
Yo.
It is delicious.
And, well, of course, since you're not here, Stella's back in the house. You know, she always shows up when you're not around.
She didn't even show her face last time you were here.
I'll be there next time.
You heard that, Stella.
You heard that, Stella.
So
make the best of your appearance. Yeah. And we also have some French brandy, Saint-Remy. And I think the master DJ over there is working on the Woodcroft Reserve bourbon.
It's Woodford.
Woodford
Reserve.
I stand corrected. I sit corrected.
It's okay, sweet Omar.
Sweet. S-U-I-T-E.
How come he's the only one that you call sweet?
I like the way you say
because it. Because he's the only one that's sweet.
Because he's high. He's like the penthouse of everything. You know, look, sweet.
Bonita, how do you like my new voice?
The S-U-I-T-E.
I love your new voice.
You love my new voice?
Mm-hmm.
This is combination of cold and mucus, and
that's enough.
TMI.
Thank you very much, but that is quite enough.
Thank you for sharing.
So disgusting.
It's nothing better for mucus than a little bourbon, but I'm better.
Let's get to business. So let's talk. What's new? What's going on, Benita? Tell us something exciting.
So same old. Just working towards the blacklist.
The exclusive blacklist.
The exclusive Blacklist Weekend 2020 that I told everybody about last time. I told everybody it was February 6th through 9th, held in Richmond, Virginia, and it's an amazing event that they can find out about at www.divinewineclub.com. Just click on the events page, and you're going to see all of the wonderful details from the kickoff of the whiskey experience to the end, the concert with James Saxmo Gates at the Tin Pan RVA.
All right.
Sounds like a good weekend.
Yes.
And I'm sure the listeners will get to see three guys who talk smack, because we will have complimentary passes to all the events, right?
We will be there looking good.
She
looking
didn't
sharp. And I noticed she didn't say anything. But
silence.
Yeah. Hello, are you there?
Comedy break.
So you mean, are you there?
You have to pay to get in to do a live remote broadcast from your place?
Are you there?
Right, yeah, comedy break.
You know,
okay,
the people are not going to come if we're not there. They want to see us. They want to touch us.
Don't.
They want to reach out.
They want to see Sweet Omar alive.
Well, Sweet Omar may be there.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Sweet Omar Sweet will be Omar. There, but not Liam and Big P?
Well, we're going to see.
That's okay.
We're going to see.
And ladies out there, just so you know, Sweet Omar is single.
Well, we're going to talk about
forever.
That because not if Diane has anything to do with it, but we're going to talk about that a little bit later.
That's right. They're dancing.
Coming up later, yes.
Yes, later you're going to hear Diane and Omar and dancing, and I'm not going to do that again. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
no.
We're going to be nice this time.
This is a new year.
Just don't leave the room.
A new congenial Big P.
So what do you think about the new congenial Big P, Miss Benita?
You know, I know it's for radio purposes only.
Only.
Yes.
I was accused of being snarky. I'm not sure what snarky means.
I don't believe it.
It means quite unpleasant.
I don't believe this change, and I just want to see how long it's going to take before it reverts back.
Well, I think it's a guarantee that the next time you're in the studio, it'll be a whole different we'll be back to the old.
I'm sure.
Dude, before we finish this show, it's going to be back to the old. Come on.
I know. That's why I'm reserving the right of those complimentary tickets.
Hey, well, I'm not going to say anything mean about you until after the event.
Okay. I got to make sure my song doesn't get scratched.
Oh, that's not going to happen again.
No guarantees. No guarantees.
Yes, that's a guarantee. That's not going to happen again.
But I'm going to be listening.
Okay. Now, I'll tell you what. You might get faded because it's kind of long, but you won't get scratched, okay?
Sweet Omar, do we have some comments while we have our sponsor
on
the line?
We have a few comments, and I'm going to start off with the shortest one, and the one that you wanted to hear the most is from Ben. He just simply says, Happy New Year.
Yay, that was for me.
So I guess that was to Miss Vine.
Yeah, well, I'm not buying that.
She's going to try to tone down our coonery and buffoonery.
Why y'all got to go there?
Let it go.
Leave. The man said Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Ben. Thank you for continuing
to
listen.
All the best in 2020, and thanks for listening.
Continue to communicate with us.
Yeah, thanks for listening, buddy.
No comment.
Also, we had Keith from Albany. I'm not sure whether it's Albany, Georgia or Albany, New York.
Doesn't matter.
But I think he was commenting on the end of our last show. We made an announcement that we were going to be featuring some funk this time. So Keith says, bring on Da Funk.
Well, Keith,
that's what we do.
You can be in for a surprise, Keith. So just hang in there, buddy.
Anyway.
Okay. We had another comment from Denise. Denise says, what a way to start off 2020. Y'all had me laughing and dancing in the new year. All of y'all need to apologize to Omar, LOL. No apologies.
Did she say she was dancing? Dancing in the new year.
This is three guys talking smack.
She didn't say she was dancing in the nude, did she?
She said dancing in the new year.
New year.
Yeah.
I thought you said nude.
Yeah, you just wanted that image, right?
No, I don't have any images. No.
And for those listeners who want to know why we should be apologizing to Omar, you have to listen to the New Year show.
No apologies necessary.
And we weren't going to get any.
Don't be so cavalier.
But I bet you Omar won't leave the studio anymore during the middle of a tape.
I bet you will. Might. Duty calls.
And we had one other comment that came through our group text message referring to some foolishness that Liam and Big P were carrying on. It says, I used to want a husband, but you two are proof that men are dumb. Good night.
So someone's actually listening to us at nighttime.
Somebody was actually involved in your
group. Did we help you? Did we help that person sleep?
No, I'm sure that person sleeps through the show.
Well, at least they put us on to go to sleep.
The second is putting you to sleep.
We thank you for your continued sponsorship into the 2020, and we hope that the Blacklist Weekend is a huge success for you and your people that's involved in that.
Are we leaving anything out? Is there something else we had to discuss?
Yes, it's now time for Three Guys Talking Smack and sometimes Benita taking your questions and giving advice.
Oh.
Yes.
However.
Believe it or not, someone else has requested our wisdom and advice.
What's the tagline? What's the tagline from last time? Our advice, but not to...
For entertainment purposes.
For entertainment purposes.
Only don't try this at home.
He still can't get it right.
It's okay.
He's trying.
Give him a break.
He's getting better.
And I've been practicing that all day.
So we have more love advice.
Okay, can you read the scenario question for us?
Who, me?
Yeah, why not? You don't have it? Because Omar is always prepared.
Paula wants to know.
What does Paula want to know?
I met a really nice guy at a New Year's Eve party.
Oh, shit.
We've been out twice, and I've had a great time in both instances.
Is it for you to say?
No, it wasn't. He's invited me to see Jill Scott in Atlantic City on Valentine's Day weekend.
Gil is dead, right?
That's a
Gil Scott?
No. Oh, Jill Scott.
Yeah, that
Oh,
one,
my
yeah.
goodness. What's wrong with you people?
He made reservations for two rooms. We are adults, so I'm okay with sharing a room. Am I being too forward if I mentioned that to him?
Ooh, that's a good one. Who's going to kick this off?
Well, Paula,
let Big P kick it off. Not me,
but I have two comments from two of our special listeners who were aware of this question. The first one is from Lady T. She threatened me if I used her real name.
Is it the coffee lady?
Coffee lady?
Oh, that's the other one. Never mind.
No, that's the other one. She said that Paul is going to scare the hell out of this guy and chase him away. And she might want to hold back a little bit because the brother's trying to do the right thing. He's trying to be a gentleman and be respectful, not get a charge. And that he should just let Paula should just chill and not be so anxious and not show that she's anxious.
Don't be thirsty.
Well, she is thirsty, but don't have to show it. And another listener, we just call her Special.
Is this the coffee one?
Yes.
Okay, let's get to the coffee
one. Special said, let the brother get the two rooms. Get your second room. You might not know if things work out or not. You can always go over and visit if you need to and spend some time. If not, you've got the comfort of your own room. Don't push it. See what happens. Get to know the guy.
Okay.
That's nice.
Both of those are good.
Yeah.
I think it's fine for her to go ahead and mention it to him that she was cool with sharing two rooms because, like I said, he tried to do the right thing by doing two rooms, which was a good thing for him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so he put the ball in her court. If she wants to make that move, then make that move.
Okay.
It is Valentine's Day weekend, right?
Speaking from personal experience.
Every time, y'all.
He's going to be in the doghouse when he gets out.
I have been in that position where I had dated someone or was dating someone and asked them the same thing.
This was a long time ago.
This is back before
hashtag.
This is back when I was young enough to be doing something like that. Anyway, I got two rooms.
And that was a long time ago.
It was. I got two rooms. I said I was getting two rooms. And the reason was the same thing. I was being a gentleman. And apparently, she ain't done nothing with him yet, because if that was the case, she wouldn't be asking about no two rooms and all that kind of crap.
They just met.
That's what I'm saying. But look, Valentine's Day is 6 weeks from now.
That's like 6 weeks after New Year's.
So if you are like, you know, if you, that's a good gesture. I got two rooms, by the way. I mean, that could cancel out next weekend. So we're not, but the gentleman clause is there. Hey, I asked you, did you want a separate room? Now, if you say no and come at me, then I would think that by saying I want to share a room with you, unless you know, you don't have to pay for it, so there's no other reason for you want to share a room, unless you want to be close. Okay, so let's leave it at that.
So
but it's a good gesture.
You still have your own room.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. You can knock on the door. That's what happened with me before. Knock on the door, or call. Hey, what you doing? I'm watching TV. Oh.
I got a question.
Want to do some Netflix?
Come on up.
Netflix and chill.
Yeah, that's
all real
Netflix,
deep.
Way before Netflix.
Where the hell was Paula back when I was on this? You know, when I was out there. Where the hell was Paula then? I ain't had no damn Paula's. You know.
But we want to hear a lady's perspective.
Yeah, what's a lady's perspective?
What
do you think?
What Ms. Vine has to say?
Well, no, I don't think I want to. I remember that what she wrote earlier today.
No, let her give it to all of our listeners.
No. All right, go ahead.
Remember,
well, a couple of things. So from my experience, I have had people say, oh, I booked two rooms. But it's just a bait just to see what I'm going to say. And then conveniently, one of the rooms got canceled when we got there, and we're in the same room anyway. So I don't even believe him.
I don't agree with that because, like I said,
Sometimes yours was a long time ago.
Yeah, but let me throw this at you. Maybe dude have a thing where he go in a room and he fired up that bathroom and he don't want to, like, okay, well, we've been knowing each other only 6 weeks. And I don't want to blow it right here. Or maybe
he knows somebody else in Atlantic City that's going to meet him in his room during some time during that weekend.
Possibly. Or maybe he's afraid she might go in his bathroom and blow it up. It might be a little, I don't know if you want to be up in here shorty blowing my bathroom up, nasty, he might not know that. And he go in her room and see all this junk laying around, and she got her pants all over the floor. He said, "Okay,
that so this happen."
He said, "So that's what it's like. That's cool. I know what I'm dealing with.
It's good that everybody will have their own space. And if
so, she didn't have her own space.
Come together. But we still haven't got Vanita's answer yet.
So that has happened to me. But the other answer too is what's important to the ladies.
Yep.
So I love the gentleman, and he's shown that he is a gentleman, and we've had a good time. This money, and he don't seem like a cheap brother. But for me, and I think if a lot of ladies are honest, they want to make sure he can put it down in the bedroom. And I'm not gonna waste 6 weeks of my time with you without knowing that. Call me what you want, but
we will.
See, we met on the
31st. Oh, don't worry, we already have.
We met on the 31st. By the 15th of January, I'm gonna know if we're gonna continue this or not.
The 15th. There you have it.
Shoot, I made you on the 1st. I need to know by the 6th. And I got an out-of-town trip for 4 days. Yeah. So when I come back or before I go,
so what you gonna do?
I want to know when I'm leaving.
So what you
want to know when I'm coming back to?
So what you gonna do, Shaw? What you gonna do?
So I'm gonna give you to the 15th. By then, if it's not good, we don't need to take this trip. We good.
Well, maybe she doesn't have the experience that you have, but thank you for your input.
I think I hear your song coming up.
In the background.
Yes, this is my song. So this is Kenny Garrett with his tribute to Wayne Shorter called Wayne's Thing. And this is my contribution to the funky show.
Well, we thank you for that, and we won't let Big P scratch you. We'll smack him upside the head if he tries.
You're joking.
Hey,
thank you for joining us again.
All right, y'all. Have a good evening.
All right. All right, peace out.
Bye-bye. She's never going to believe that her song was corrupted. She's going to think that we did something to it. But we really didn't.
That's Big P for you, baby.
That was not me. We didn't do it on purpose.
No,
we
apologize. That's your friend, Miss Vine.
That was.
If she's listening, she knows that the phone call had some breaks in it, too. So it's legit.
But we love you, Benita.
We love you. And we thank you for being our sponsor into 2020.
And that was really a mistake.
And that was a good song, too.
Yeah.
Wayne Shorter is one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Nice tribute to him.
And we like Kenny Garrett, too.
Yeah. Before we talked to Benita, we had Brian Culberson. Whose piece was that? Was that your selection?
That is that Mr. Fearless
Mr.
Leader.
Yeah, that was me.
The Sincere Mr. P.
Sincere Mr. P.
We thought we wanted to fuck it up a little bit. So
that was good, though. That was good, though. Before that, we had Sly and the Family Stone.
I want to thank you for letting me.
Yeah. That was a kind of different version of an upbeat song. 1971, he did an album called There's a Riot Going On. Just kind of got loose a little bit. Things a little different. But the bass player on that was really funky. Larry Graham, who went on to form his own group, Graham Central Station, in later years. Then when he got old, he became a pretty good crooner, too. So Larry Graham had a good career. Sly had a pretty good career, too, but he had his problems. And before that, we had Marcus Miller.
And you're talking about a funky bass. Marcus Miller brought it to us.
That's right. That's right. I hope our friend Miss Cannon probably would really like that set because she's a big fan of Marcus Miller and Brian Culbertson. So she'll probably be joining us again on a future show.
And we want to do a shout out too to one of our other sponsors, Famous Brown Restaurant here in Richmond, Virginia. Check them out for all of their foods, soul food, chitlins, pig feet, hamburgers, hot dogs. Everything you may want.
Does he have mustnakes on his menu?
I don't think so.
I know Mr. Famous Brown is a James Brown fan, so maybe he picked up on that.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
We also like to thank the Black Talk Network and Brother Scotty for carrying and distributing us on his network. If y'all get a chance to support him, please do that. And Big P told us that he's probably going to be back on the show with us 1 week to talk a little bit about his network and what he's doing down there.
Let's see if we can get him back on the next show. He was with us last season, and
that'd be great.
Scott has been a real mentor to us and a big supporter of us.
We appreciate you, Scotty.
Yes, we do.
We're going to keep the funk going with a little new funk. Anderson .Paak, come on down.
Y'all niggas got me hot. Lord. Hey. Ooh, Lord.
Charles Wright, y'all.
103rd yes, Street, Watts Rhythm and Blues Band.
Out of Watts.
Man, that's some funk before California. Funk was cool right there.
I'm telling you.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
You.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Did you
remind me of one of my high school buddies, Lewis Scott, was the first one to introduce me to this group. He was a cool guy.
Yeah. Al McKay, the guitarist for Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Was that him?
No. Oh. But he did play with them later.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah, that's a funky guitar in that song.
Yeah.
And of course, like,
with some more information.
Big P said earlier, listen to the bass line. All these songs got some funky bass lines.
Yeah, that's what we were going for. Before that was Anderson .Paak from the 2016 album Malibu. And I'm not going to tell you much about Anderson .Paak. I'm not going to tell you anything about Anderson .Paak. But anyway, that's who that was.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for not telling us about
him. He's a drummer. How about that? And he sings and raps.
He's a multi-talented
brother.
He's
from Detroit, I think.
Yeah. And very good and an interesting name to go along with it, right?
Yeah, he was, I think he was homeless and stuff at one time, and then his life just turned around. And
okay, thanks for bringing us down.
And now he's a sensation. He's Anderson .Paak.
Yeah.
We're going to stop.
The intersection of music and culture. Go ahead.
We're going to take a break from the funk for a second to do a DMV spotlight. Somebody right here in the DMV. V the writer. The cut is called Slayage. We know this young lady. I think she's got a career in front of her, and we're supporting her. Hope, I'm glad to be able to support it.
Is she related to someone we know?
She is, and I'm not going to say.
Okay. Thank you for that.
Slay hoes for a living. I put in that work, nursing like they're my children. Suck on the boob, so I gotta wean them. The leeches ain't gon' feel me when they gotta live without me. It must be something about me, the slayage. Knowing I'm the shit goes without saying. I'm making all this money while you waiting for it, praying. Right hand to God, this the shit that I was made for. I got a bull of a father, he got some shit for a daughter. I knew I'd be rich, peep my ambition. Only one mission is counting until I'm senseless. I gotta protect my money on guard because it's defenseless. I want some shit and I get it. Say something and you'll regret it. My niggas, they come and wait it. They take your head and they split it, and that's all for forgiveness. But they know it ain't no rest when you underestimate it. I step in and all these
bitches looking constipated. Take the air out the room and now they suffocated. Corny steps in the building, show respect or it's death by sledge. I'm here to collect my payment. Penalty is death by sledge. I'm here to collect my payment. Penalty is death by sledge. I'm here to collect my payment. Penalty is death by sledge. I'm here to collect my payment. Penalty is. Bitch, I don't need no friends. I just need my business, and I ain't fucking stopping till all my friends look like Benjamin. I'm always looking good for him. Make moves to see more of him. He know I'm extraordinary. He say pay me or I can't go nowhere. This booking costs extra. Moving blocks like it's Tetris. Next in the queue like Netflix. My whole foot on your neck, bitch. No fucks given what you expected. Cue the music, I'm resurrecting. Waving one hand over hip hop and the other hand out to collect. My daddy always told me to be the baddest articulate. By words between the big ones to add some emphasis. Like how fucking super bliss is this monotonous ass music. The repetition has me meticulous by how I write these lyrics. I mean well, got good intentions, but I can't be a little explicit. Sometimes it hurts to hear. That shit was a message just in case you ain't get it. That was some gold, you should be elated. Just don't take it. Death by sledge. I'm here to collect my payment. Penalty is death by sledge. I'm here to collect my payment. Penalty is death by sledge. I'm here to collect my payment. Penalty is death by sledge. I'm here to collect my payment. Penalty is. No one can take this away. You hear what I say? No one can ever, ever, ever take this away. Bitch, I be moving and missing a step. Living my life without no regrets. Bitch, you come thin, I ain't wanna test. Bet you keep silent if you know what's best. Those in my kingdom only collect bands. But your shit nigga long you understand. Bitches be worried that I'll take their man when I'm not the one that's warning. That's all I'm saying. Quiet. G's moving silence. G, that's for goddess. D, that's for vibrate. You so cold, my voice is irate. Niggas talk loud but stutter when they ask to elaborate. I ain't got no time, there ain't no kids, so I ain't got time to play. I told you niggas to make way. If you on my time, you getting billed like on a daily. I wouldn't have it any other way. Aiming at all you niggas that always got something to say. Without further delay, abstract the knife and slice like a fillet. It's such a shame that all y'all think I'm playing. Call it death by sledge. I'm here to collect my payment. Penalty is death by sledge. I'm here to collect my payment. Penalty is death by sledge.
A sledge.
Death by sledge.
Yeah, that was produced and written by one of our relatives.
V the writer.
V the writer, yes. The person who did the video for this also did the video for Black Fonzarelli, who we featured earlier in another episode, early episode of the show.
And you can find V on YouTube and all social media as well. I'm trying to hang it in y'all, but my voice is going.
V the writer?
Going. V the writer.
Yes, sir. And we had one comment that we didn't get to earlier.
A special comment.
this is referring to a nice little segment of the show that went down on the New Year's show.
Mm-hmm. What was that comment? What
we
was
were talking about? We were talking about somebody liking slow music.
And somebody.
Purcell played a song for me.
Who?
And things
who?
Kind of went on.
Who?
That guy. The nice guy. The nice guy to sit behind the board.
Dollar in the cup.
Mr. P. Excuse me for a minute while I put a dollar in the cup, y'all.
The first dollar in the cup of the year goes to Omar.
All right. Yeah. So Big P, anyway, they had some fun at my expense, and it was a nice little segment of the show. So Diane wrote in saying, "You all ain't right. Tell Omar if he needs a dance partner to call me. LOL, Happy New Year."
But she didn't give us the phone number.
So, Diane, I'm dedicating this song to you and my future dance partner. It's going to happen at some point, sometime. Look forward to it.
Player, player. Woo-hoo. Play on.
Oh, out, baby. I might scare you.
Open your mind, baby. It ain't no crime. Bring your goodies, baby, and I'll supply the vibe.
Baby, did you say goody?
Oh, my dear. Baby, it's cool.
Fucking up today, guys.
George Duke.
George Duke.
Was his name George Duke or George Duke Bane?
George Duke.
Because we had a local DJ introduced him one time as George Duke Bane.
Yes. I was, watch out, baby. I'm assuming he's really working that Dookie stick right now.
Yes, it sounds like it.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, man. George Duke, very talented keyboardist. Drummer, vocalist.
That's right, baby.
Once played in the rock band with Frank Zappa.
The Mothers of Invention.
And the Mothers of Invention.
He's done it all.
Did a nice tour with Stanley Clarke back in the day.
Yes, he did. Yeah, Billy Cobb, him.
Billy.
George Duke. Yeah. Band.
Yeah, watch out, baby.
Watch out, baby.
Before that, we had the Jimmy Castor.
Easy for you to say?
Yep. It's the brandy, y'all. It's all about the brandy. Jimmy Castor Bunch, kind of based in D.C., featured local area musician playing bass, Elwood Henderson. And headlining there was like, you know.
Excuse me. Elwood played drums.
Pardon me.
It's okay.
Take the mic from him.
Okay, I'm not going to say anymore. I'll talk to you all the next show. I'm done.
I have no voice.
It's all on you now, Liam.
No. Omar, go ahead and finish your
thing. Leave it to the professionals.
There's no professionalism here. I was just saying Elwood played drums. That was a school.
Thank you. I think I made the mistake. Yeah,
it's not a mistake. It's just an oversight. That's okay.
And this conversation will continue for 2 hours, but unfortunately, we don't have 2 hours.
Yeah, but Elwood was a local area musician, and that's all I was trying to say. Mm-hmm. Played in a group with Jimmy Castor. Out of D.C.
Mm-hmm.
And when they asked him what happened to the pee and potential, he said it was running down his leg.
That's There you go. There you go. That's good.
That's what I was trying to get to.
Well, you got there.
Yeah.
It's just the bass thing kind of threw me.
I just been, I've been focusing on bass all night because most of our songs, it really has some funky bass lines.
And I love the way you brought that back around.
And speaking of funky.
Speaking, who's
we
speaking
have been
of funky?
Funking for an hour and a half. I have no voice left. I have no bourbon left. We got to get the hell out of here.
Thank you to the Black Talk Network. Thank you to Mr. Famous Brown. Thank you for listening, and come back and listen to us again
and
soon.
Thank you for who else?
Who else?
That lady,
Miss Benita, DivineWineClub.com. Thank you.
We're going to go out with a little different version of Mr. Magic. This is Nat Grover.
Contact us at TalkingSpackPodcast@gmail.com. Goodbye, y'all.
Walter Beasley taking us out. See you next time.
Bye.
check out Three Guys Talking Smack, a trio production available on Black Talk Radio, TuneIn.com, and wherever podcasts are found.
Do you wanna go home?